All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 2nd of 2024 here. Plenty of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here. We have an 11-fight MMA card later this morning here. We have Xfinity today, followed by Cup Race for NASCAR on Sunday. We have a 2-game early NHL slate, followed with an 8-game main slate later this evening. And then we have a 2-game early NBA slate, followed with a 3-game main slate later this evening. And there's also golf showdowns if you guys are playing round 3, round 4 showdown, even weekend golf. So plenty of DFS action coming at you. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. And third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team here. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. And lastly, before we get going, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up here. We actually have no questions to get us started today, so I figure we could start with just a demo if, you know, you're new to SaberSim, if you're not super familiar with, you know, all of the how to use everything. We'll just do like a really basic build demo and show you how to get your lineups in. So what I would do first is go to your first I would reserve some entries, right? So I reserved a couple entries before this. So I would reserve some entries, and then I would come to this contest tab and then use the download template file from DraftKings. Make sure you're also signed into DraftKings on the device that you're using, and then download that file. It'll download the file for you for the slate that you want. Bring the slate, bring your contest that you're playing into the app here, and then I'm going to right click on one of these contests to add a contest sim. And then it'll autofill all of the information here, so I don't have to do anything else other than hit save. So then now I have my contests in, I have my contest sim set up. And then before I go to my settings, my build lineups is grayed out here. First thing I want to do is just set the entry limits. So I think that contest is like a 20 max, like 1 to 10K entries here. So just set that up. The sliders will move automatically here based on our back tested defaults. And then I need to make 2 small adjustments to projections to get this build lineups button to unlock. So what I'm going to do is change Murray from 44.15 to 44.14 and bam, from 43.28 to 43.27. So just 0.01 adjustments that have minimal impact. This build lineups button gets available. I'm going to build 500 lineups instead of 5,000 just for the sake of time here. But if, you know, if you're running your own lineups, I would always build the max. So however many lineups you can build on your plan, always run the max unless you're like in a time crunch or something. So I normally would just leave that at 5,000, but just trying to save a little bit of time here. So then now that my lineups are built, what I want to do is I want to use the run contest sim button. So we already set up the contest sim. So now I just need to run it while this is running. I'm going to scroll over using the table here just so I could see a couple extra columns that I really want to see. I want to see exposure, I want to see pool, and then I want to see leverage. These are like 3 columns that are really important in my opinion. So now that the contest sim is done, I can see underneath each lineup that the contest sim metrics are here. Small note, if you're having issues where like you run the contest sim and then nothing populates, just go to your settings, go to your contest sim settings, just delete this and then go and recreate it again. Okay. So that'll help. You don't even have to go to the contest tab. You can go to save to my contests and recreate your contest sim from here. So just a small troubleshooting note there. So now that I have my contest sim run, I'm going to go to my sorting metrics. I'm going to go find the contest sim that I used, and then I'm going to click the dropdown, and then we suggest using risk adjusted ROI. It is our preferred sorting metric here. So I'm going to change my metric to that one. And then I have 56 lineups. So I'm going to change the number in my lineups from 20 to 56. That way I'm building a unique lineup for each entry that I have. And then what I also want to do is scroll down to see my last lineup. I'm always kind of judging my set of lineups based on the last one. So I don't know why the saying like you're only as strong as your weakest link just like popped in my head when I was saying that. But from here, right, I can see my exposures. I can see what the metrics are for the last lineup in my pool. So I'm kind of all set here. So what I want to start doing is increasing my min uniques first. Now, I usually just jump to like 4, which is like half of a lineup here. So just see what 4 does. So at 4, I don't have enough lineups. The number in my lineups went from 56 to 41. So I need to drop it down to 3. Okay, I get back to 56. What is the last lineup in my pool? It's number 170. Some things I'm looking at, like, hey, is the sim ROI still positive? If you're not on an ultimate plan, what I would do here is just try to stay in like the top 50% of your pool. So as long as this number is like around 250, I think that's fine. But you'll see that my exposures like naturally adjusted here. They were at like 84%. Now my highest exposure is like 69%. So everybody below 70. So that all looks good. Couple last things I want to check. I want to come in here and I want to sort by leverage. And, you know, leverage is going to tell you like, hey, positive leverage are players that you have more than the field on average. And then negative leverage are plays that you have less than the field on average. So just take like a minute to kind of review the players that you're like rooting for here and make sure that, you know, they make sense to you. So Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges. Okay. Those seem fine. Bam Adebayo seems fine. Clint Capella seems fine. You know, these are like names that I'm familiar with. If you've been playing, like Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges had a lot of ownership last game Brooklyn played, and it's because like they have some guys out. I believe like Cam Thomas is out. You know, that takes like some usage away from some people, but probably other players, like not those two specifically here. So everything I'm seeing like makes sense to me. So at this point, I would be like pretty happy with my. You know, I'm kind of looking at my pool percent, like, okay, my exposure is like 5, my pool is like 12, his ownership is like 28. So usually when their pool percent is less than their ownership, I'm usually okay with like having negative leverage here. So that looks fine. You know, Tyler Hero, okay, it's fine. Like you're going to have to take stands somewhere. And from what I'm seeing, I'm like pretty comfortable with all the stands that like the builder's taking. So nothing like popping out to me as like, oh my gosh, like this looks really bad. So I think my leverages look good. I think my exposures look good. I think, you know, how far down in my pool I am, I'm good here. So I would be happy submitting these lineups. So I would click save. I would make sure that I'm using unique random or unique rank here. That way I use all of my lineups. Going to click save, going to download. And then I would go and take that file and upload it to the fantasy site. But that is how you go end to end for a process here. Benihana asks, Andrew, any new updates upcoming for MLB? I don't have anything to report at the moment. I'm sure the team is like doing some pretty cool stuff with MLB. We do plan on having live sims and live projections. So, you know, as the slates are going, you can late swap and take advantage of, you know, how teams and players have done to that point in the game. So I do know like that is something that we're expecting to have. So MLB season should be fun. A lot of these updates, you know, with the contest sims came in like September. So it was like mostly just like September baseball. And then the live sims and projections came, I think like in October. So weren't as useful for MLB season. So it should be a fun year. We love MLB and I'm looking forward to it myself. But with that said, no other questions here. So just wanted to jump on, walk you guys through how to use SaberSim if you're checking us out over the weekend here. And I will be right back here on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.